I am Matthew David, and I am a commentator on the log cabin industry. I'm not a consigliere, but in the following extract, I asked Richard Scott what advantages there are to having or using a podfather.
One of the things that's going through my mind is you're known as the podfather. So, what's the advantage of that for somebody getting advice? Why should somebody use you for that kind of business?
Yeah, I mean, the podfather thing started out as a bit of a joke because I have a bit of a sort of steely stare when I'm not amused. but because of the business I'm in and it being quite an incestuous industry, everyone does sort of tend to know everyone. I take it as a backhanded compliment that I'm known as the podfather. at the end of the day, I'm a bit of a pod nerd and I am a father as well. What I do, I really, really love doing. And if anybody knows more about pods than myself, and they might do, then I'm desperate to meet them. If they don't, I'm happy to chat to them. And if somebody thinks that I don't know what I'm talking about, then please tell me and put me out of my misery. So, yeah, that's the podfather thing. It's a sort of industry accolade stroke joke. Let's not take ourselves too seriously here, you know.
Okay.
There's no horses' heads and pillows or anything like that.
Is that in the £1,000 a square meter?
£10,000 a square meter on a horse's head is your welcome gift, you know.
Yeah, that's right.